Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
If you're listening, whoa.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just told you, I've been aged out of Coachella.
I'm 46 years old. Ben's also 46 years old. Couldn't get Ben to Coachella with a gun to his head. There's no question.
What I would pay, though, to have him just walk.
I mean, if I had to go to a music festival, it would probably be like Kaboo. Would be.
You've never even been to Kaboo?
No.
Oh,
I don't.
Fun.
I don't do festivals.
We have to send him out as a correspondent one year. We just have to. It has to happen. The content would be legendary. But this one dropped yesterday. It's called the When We Were Young Festival, and I tweeted,
when who were young?
Exactly. I said I was old when these bands were really popular. So I'm now a man at 46 without a home. I have no home. There are no more festivals for me. I missed really this entire genre, Benny, of the emo, screamo bands, the My Chemical Romance, Paramore, AFI, The Used. I mean, it's a good lineup. If that was your jam back then. And
So these are like maybe people Paul's age, or maybe a little older.
Paulie and a little
35,
older.
Like mid-30s, who are like trying to relive their kind of teenage days.
Yes, they're,
of who they listen to.
Yeah.
Their emo roots, right? So this is Paramore.
Oh, I love Haley.
But not spelled like in the boyfriend-girlfriend way. P-A-R-A-M-O-R-E.
Right. Avril Lavigne, you know her. You know Avril. You're nodding, but you're not acknowledging.
I've heard of her. I've definitely heard of her. Avril is just like a weird
name.
We
are the same age again.
Dashboard Confessional.
Dashboard Confessional. These are big bands for,
is that a
for
band?
This time. Yes. But I missed this era. I didn't get into this era either. So I'm in no. Here's the other thing that bugged some people about this festival, Ben. A cursory glance of the lineup gives you what? Between 60 and 70 bands, right? I mean, it's jam-packed.
I mean, there's more at Coachella.
Right, but it's 3 days.
This is just a one day.
What are the set lists? 4 minutes?
How many stages are there?
I have no idea. There needs to be like 10. I don't know. I don't know where they're doing it. In Vegas, actually, at the Las Vegas Festival Grounds on Saturday, October 22nd.
And it's still very warm in Vegas in October.
It is. But I mean, again, if this was your era, you are like, you're so excited. I saw so many people tweeting about this yesterday. See, I missed all of this.
Oh, man.
Every singer sounds like this and doesn't want to listen to my parents. Go to bed. No, I won't go to bed. I said every effing guy sounded the exact same.
You can literally say that about every genre, though.
You can't.
Yes, you can.
You can't.
You can't. Every Beatles song sounds the same. Every country song sounds the same.
Wouldn't it stand the reason that all Beatles song would sound like the Beatles? I'm talking about 60 bands.
Multiple
that sound
bands.
The same.
Every
all
song
sound
from the 60s sounds the same.
Not.
I mean, Motown songs are Motown songs. Genres are genres.
Mm.
And you stay in the genre if you're in the genre. And this genre, I don't know, what would we call the name?
Emo Screamo.
emo screamo. Is that your name for it, or
some
is that
people
an official,
call it that?
Is that an official title? Because I doubt that the band's like, oh yeah, we're going to be an emo screamo
band. I
always
thought of it like pop punk kind of.
Yeah, pop punk. Three stages is what they're going to have. They're going to wedge roughly 20 bands a stage. In what are they starting at 6 a.m.? So
I've heard of the All American Rejects. Yeah. I think.
Every song sounds just like this, and every single one.
You do know what you're talking about in terms of
I missed it. I missed
sound.
It. Now, I had to play some of it over on 94.9.
I always thought this was all just one band.
Probably a lot of these
you played
bands
many
like
songs.
Their last ditch to stay
yes.
relevant.
Sounds like they're all the same band.
But I've been aged out. I'm now. I guess I'm bottle rock guy. Hey, cool. Counting Crows and Goo Goo Dolls for me and Ben at this point in my life. I'm just in this weird little sweet spot of being too old for Coachella, a little bit too old for this one as well. But hey, listen, I'm not here to rain on anybody's parade. Go out to Vegas. You're going to have a great time. I mean, it's a really, really well put together lineup for that genre. You couldn't ask for. Here's the problem with my era, Pauly. All my guys are dead. They're all dead. Like, you can't see Soundgarden. You can't see Alice in Chains anymore. They're all dead. Who is this?
This is Boys Like Girls.
So, there it is. Would you go to this, Pauly?
Oh, as soon as I saw it, I said, I thought it was fake.
Yeah.
At first,
it looked kind of made up.
Yeah,
it
I don't know why. Fake. My first instinct was like, oh, this is fake. And then I was kind of waiting. I was reading some of the names on the poster to like wait for like the fake, the clear like,
right.
Haha, gotcha moment. And then I'm like, wait, no, I'm all in. My wife told me to go F myself.
She won't go with you. I won't go with you. So it looks like you're not going. Ben won't go with
she
you.
Says, have fun. No. I will be at the spa or something. She's like, I'll go out to Vegas, but there's no chance. And I'm like, oh, well, what about so-and-so? Oh, so-and-so's. And she's like, oh, I kind of like a couple of their songs. Yeah, going through the list, there was a handful of bands where I liked, you know, 2 to 5 songs of said band, and they're going to come out. It's a festival. They're not going to be out there for an hour each. They're going to come out. They're going to play their hits.
Play the hits.
And I would absolutely sign up for that.
All right. Well, maybe Paul can go to the Emo Screamo Festival.
Somebody go with me.
And put your little lip ring in and call it a day.
I never got that into it.
Man, a lot of feelings.
Never dyed the hair.
A lot of feelings in that emo festival. I hope somebody we know goes. I want to know how it goes. I will say this. A one-day festival to me sounds a lot better than a three-day festival. Usually by Sunday on Coachella, my body was shutting down. So it was time to get on the road.
I've got the shakes just thinking about 3 days.
I rarely saw the Sunday headliner. Rarely. And by rarely, I mean never, maybe. I was always trying to get home and get under the covers. But look, it does make me happy to see that there are festivals being redone again. And, hopefully one is geared toward me at some point. That would be fun.
You need a golf festival.
Ooh,
is really
a
what
golf festival. Next on the main stage, Dustin Johnson. He comes out and does swing lessons.
Again,
Jesus
everybody,
Christ, I am getting old, man.
Like,
how that many, sounds amazing.
How many of your favorite bands are all still intact?
I mean,
all it takes is one or two guys to go, and it's not the same. You're more like cover band fest now.
Oh, God, I'm Caboo. Caboo was, got to see Tom Petty at Caboo before he passed away. That was a highlight of Caboo. Who else? Got to see Night Ranger, I think, at Caboo. That's like our era, Benny. So, well, have fun, Paulie. I mean, the tickets are, it was like $300, which I saw people complaining about. I go, it's not bad for 60 bands or
it's
whatever.
About what I would have expected.
Yeah, one-day festival pass. And, hey, listen, I think they could have done it over two and made it a lot better, but there's a lot of people out there that were very happy yesterday, and that makes me
all right,
happy.
Fair but, enough.
All right.
They don't really have golf festivals, although they do have a major convention every year. The PGA show is next week in Florida.
Who headlines that?
Every single year. Yeah, who's the artist that headlines that?
Kenny Loggins.
But they do, it'd be kind of fascinating. New equipment, like booths with the new equipment, technology, whatever they've got that they've kind of unveiled for the 2022 season coming up.
What's the thing they do out at spring training now, Paulie? There's that big, like 3-day deal they do at spring training that looked pretty cool. I don't know if they're doing it this year. I can't remember what it's called, but that looked pretty awesome. And if we ever get spring training, I wouldn't mind tailoring our trip around that little concert.
What I know that they've announced the halftime show and everything, but usually they have like concerts to go along with the Super Bowl as well that's coming up in L.A. Because, you know, Snoop Dogg, who's the...
it's Dre.
Snoop, Dr. Dre, Kendrick Lamar, Eminem, Mary J. Blige.
That's the like the halftime show. But they generally have like the pre-concerts and everything that goes along with the Super Bowl as well. I'm not sure that I've seen all the details of what they're doing. You figure in L.A., though, they're going to be able to... They should be able to draw from some pretty... a good well of talent here for the Super Bowl coming up.
Here we go. This is more our speed. All right, Benny. Okay, it is February 26th and 27th. It is in Tempe, Arizona. Foo Fighters headlining Saturday night with St. Vincent, Billy Strings, Dashboard Confessional. It's also going to have the All-Star Baseball Jam hosted by Jake Peavy. Appearances from a bunch of players, Jim Abbott, Sean Casey, Roger Clemens, Ryan Dempster. And then
are
on,
they playing music?
Yeah, they're playing music.
Okay.
And then
I didn't realize
Sunday,
they were. I know Jake Peavy played some music.
And then on Sunday, Tame Impala is the headliner. They're really good. My Morning Jacket. Black Pumas, who, Ben, you like. If we planned our trip around this, we could do this.
Well, let's hope that spring training is actually
underway. Are they
going to
have this if there's
no
spring training?
That's a good question.
It's at the end of February.
If it gets delayed at all, you won't even have players reporting yet.
I don't know that I can plan another trip to Arizona and something gets canceled and then I just go to the festival anyway. I'll probably get murdered at home. So I think I'm going to pass until we can book our spring training
trip.
Well,
we were going to go cover the Padres. That got canceled. But I'm going to go anyway and check out this festival with Jake Peavy.
Yeah, absolutely. It's still sports. It's still work, right? Mm. All right. That's it.
All right.
Have fun, all you pop punkers, emo screamos. I know I know it's going to be a good time. I know it'll be a good time.
Jordan says, I am dead at Ben Higgins not knowing a single thing about this music.
Just nothing. Dominic says, this is the type of music I would hear in the store when I would take my daughter to Claire's at the mall. Get her ear pierced. Yes. That sums it up in one tweet. It's exactly
where
right.
Did you get your ear pierced? We found out yesterday.
Claire's.
You had ear piercing? You did get your ear pierced at Claire's at the mall.
Yep.
What was the decision that kind of went into that?
Like, my dad told me not to.
And then
I did it.
Had he not told you not to, would you have still done it?
Don't know. Don't think so. I really don't.
Parenting
think so.
Reverse psychology 100%. Is coming to play.
I'm gonna force Bo. Go get your ears pierced. Go get a sleeve. Nah, Dad, that's lame. If you think it's cool, then it's lame. Trust me. Who knows?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.